and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is part of our classics collection. Some programs, as you know, just need to be brought back because of their impact. This is one. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Our guest today is Ryan Malaluan. He has a story of hope that relates with being extremely athletic, tough, a fighter, but a man who learned to love and receive love and share the love of God with many people. Ryan, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me today.
Yes, Ryan, man. You know, you have a very interesting story. And as we were kind of preparing for this show today, you know, there's so many things about your life and how God reveals himself to you. Tell us in the beginning how you came to know the Lord. What actually brought you, you know, into a relationship with the Lord?
Oh, man, where to begin? You know, I knew of God. I knew who he was. I just never had him fully in my heart. Never really walked in the ways of what he would want me to do. My life was shaken up a bit. I lost a job. My relationship with my girlfriend at the time was being strained, and I knew I had to turn to him at then, because everything else I was doing in the past was for myself.
So you knew about God, you believed in him, but you weren't committed to follow him, and so there's some real turbulent times in your life. Things were happening. I know even with your father, you know, there's some things that transpired in your life about your father.
Yeah, my dad. When I was 5 years old, I guess that's when my mom and my dad divorced, and he moved on, and I was lived with my mom, you know, with two older brothers.
Now, at that time, were you living in Hawaii?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was. Later on in life, my dad relocated to California, mm-hmm. and he was hardly ever in our lives. One of those, you know, never made contact with us as much as I guess a father should. Mm-hmm. And I guess I had that all pent up inside of me growing up the whole time. And I had an opportunity to live with him again, I would say through my high school years. And still, even living in this under the same roof with my dad, never had that father-son relationship. We wouldn't even sit down together and watch TV, just to talk story, or even go outside to throw football and whatnot. And after high school, I just decided to move back home with my mom again and just not be with my dad.
You know, Ryan, going through all of that turmoil in your heart, and now, you know, like you lost your job, and in the process of all of that, you know, around you, and going through a strained relationship with your girlfriend, what were you going through? What was going through your mind? What were you feeling at that time? Because there's a lot of people out there today are challenged by their job situations and relationships. What was going through your mind at that time?
I felt helpless. You know, I felt I was going to church. I understood everything at this point on what I needed to do as far as being a Christian, and I wasn't doing it. I was still being selfish, and I think the strain with my girlfriend at the time, losing the job, all within the same week, same month. I felt that I had my face flat in the ground and nothing else to do but look up to the Lord and finally say, Lord, take it all. I surrender everything to you.
Yeah. And that was a real God moment in your life, right? I remember you walking into a small group of men gathering around and actually, you know, at that moment we stopped what we were talking about and we just had a moment to pray for you. Yeah. And then praying for you that one time right outside of Starbucks, mm. something happened, you know, a couple of days later. Tell us what happened.
My group is on Thursday nights and I shared with my group that I lost my job and I've never been laid off before. I didn't know how it felt. And instead of freaking out, I guess, I asked them to pray for me. And, you know, I met with the company, the sales manager. We discussed some things, and I would say a few days later after we prayed, you know, he offered me the job. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I was praying for this to happen. And, you know, he looked at me with that look on his face, surprised. And he said, I was, you know, praying for someone like you. And come to find out that now I work for a man who's a Christian himself. And I've been with the company for almost 2 years now.
And that's awesome. Yeah. So you see how the Lord answered your prayer and now he opens up a job situation. Mm-hmm. Now with your girlfriend, at that time, God was, you know, repairing your relationship. You know, God began to speak to you about her because he wanted, you know, that's the person he put on your heart to marry. And, you know, how did the Lord start working in your relationship?
It was a struggle, you know. It was a process. I knew it was going to be a tough road. But as I walked deeper in my faith with God, I knew it was going to lead up to good things. And I had to prove that, not just for myself, but for everybody else in the past that I might have hurt, especially you know, for my girlfriend at the time.
Right. You know, yeah, so, you know, and then I remember you folks, you know, during the whole process, you know, with God providing the job, your relationship with your girlfriend gets back on track. Mm-hmm. There's something else happens, and that kind of, you know, causes everything to go in a tailspin again. Well, what happened?
My daughter, she's a teenage, you know, she ran away.
Yeah.
As things were being put back together. Yeah. Something like this happens again. There's another stumble in the block one more time. And I just kind of looked up and said, oh, Lord, you know, now what do I do?
Right. So you was all worried. It's your daughter. She was a teenager. And the turmoil of a parent, you know, just going through with their teenager running away. And it was for some time, and then you had to really seek the Lord and have a lot of prayer backing.
Yeah.
But what were you going through? I mean, as a father, your daughter, you bring into this world, and she runs away. How did you feel as a father?
Failure. As if I couldn't give her enough. The blame was always put on me. And I was one to say, no, not me. Finally, I just said to myself, I looked in the mirror and said, change needs to start there with you. And once I started walking deeper again in my faith, with trying to become the Christian that I would want to be, living in the ways that God wants me to live, you know, the change is imminent. It showed. And my daughter finally acknowledged the fact that, yeah, that she needed to change as well.
You know, sometimes our world changes on a dime, so to speak. And it's out of our control. You know, people make decisions that whether it's a company making a corporate decision because of the bottom line, or whether it's a child that just decides to take things into their own hands as far as they know in their own teenage world and reasoning, and it affects us. And I wonder if, as you listen today, there are things that have happened this very day that were out of your control, and you are wondering, what am I going to do? What should I do at a time like this? May I say that this is a critical point. And the place where you're at right now is a place that could lead to further despair, or it could lead to a ray of hope. And many times, like now, it depends on what you decide to do. You know, hope from God is always a breath away. Just like prayer. You call out to God in prayer, and He is there. And like Ryan was able to look at himself, and begin to see that it's not everyone else around me, but that it's me. I think, Alfredo, Ryan, you're not alone. I don't think I'm alone. I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. And maybe as you listen today, you're saying to yourself, I am there. I'm there right now. And just think, could it be that God has brought you to this place in your life right now because He desires to bring restoration to your life? Maybe a ray of hope is in that very fact of saying, I need to change. And in a prayer, Lord, what is it that you want to do in me? And I say to you, as God responds, and as we continue our program, God, I believe, will reveal one thing. It could be a small thing that could lead to a big change and a big result. We're going to be back with Ryan Malaluan. He's going to talk to us about his dad and the difference that God made in his relationship with his father when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Listening
to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you're with us. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with Ryan Malaluan. Welcome back to our program. We're here with Ryan Malaluan. And he's sharing with us a story of his life, his relationships, and his relationship with God. But you know, this program has been brought to you by some very generous donations of sponsors, like orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, from A1A Electrician, Wally Ho's Garage and Grill, for some good food and good service for your car, right there on Kamehameha Highway in Aiea. For your insurance needs, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani. Dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, creating a lifetime of smiles. And HMC Karaoke. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors for making this show available to you.
Yeah, we're here with Ryan Malaluan. Ryan, you know, we were talking, you know, before the break, what happened was God, you know, provided for you a job when, you know, in the time of crisis, losing your job, and how God opened the door for you know, a new place to work at, and working in your relationship with your girlfriend and restoring that. But you know, what we want to talk to you about is about your dad, your father, and then, you know, maybe some of the things that you've gone through as a child and growing up, and then you coming to the Lord. God placed something on your heart about your dad. Tell us about that.
This was probably the most pivotal point as far as coming to God, coming to Christ. I had a lot of bitterness and just unforgiveness inside of me towards my father, because I couldn't have that relationship. We never had that relationship that I felt that a father and son should have had, you know, growing up. I guess at that point, you know, very, very little contact if I didn't have to. I'm here. He lives in the States. He now lives in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. Someplace that, you know, we frequent a lot. So, you know, I remember talking to you. There was a prompting brought on to me that I need to close that gap,
right,
you know, with my dad and just get rid of and stop living with all this bitterness and unforgiveness. And I'm even bold to say that at one point, you know, hatred. I just I didn't like it. I didn't like him, you know, for what he's done. Or
I remember first talking with Ryan, and we would talk about his family and about his dad, and I would see all this hurt come up, and I remember challenging you, Ryan. I said, Ryan, you need to forgive your dad.
Wow.
You need to forgive him, and you need to, you know, you need to see him and express that forgiveness. And at that time, I didn't know he was living on the mainland. And so you had a time where you were going to visit your son on the mainland.
Yeah.
And not thinking about visiting your dad, and something happened.
At the time, both my girlfriend and I took a trip out to Vegas to go visit, you know, my son, and you know, watch a fight over there. Take my son and watch a fight. I had no plans on visiting my dad. This was like in December, and as we were driving towards where my son lives. You know, my girlfriend saw, you should go see your dad. And I was like, nope.
She said that to you.
Yeah.
You should go see your dad.
Yeah. And mind you, this was the first time she ever visited Nevada. So she had no idea where I was driving. you know, and I said,
so you're going to watch an MMA fight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on our way to go pick up my son and go visit my son. And she's like, she keeps almost in a nagging way telling me to go visit, you know, go see her dad. And I just told her, no, I think I even said I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And something inside of me just stirred up. And like I said, she had no idea. First time there. No idea where I was going. So I pull up in front of a house and I said, this is dad's house. She thought I was going to get my son first, yeah. And
this is after you said no?
Yeah, yeah. Something inside of me just said go. Stop being bullheaded, you know.
Okay.
I heard Pastor Alfredo said, you know, you have to forgive him. So I said, this is dad's house. And she sat in the car while I went to the door and I rang the doorbell and no one answered. And I said, whatever. So walked away. And as I started walking away, I saw her getting out of the car, and I was like, why are you getting out? Then I hear my dad says, hey, boy. And I turned around, and I looked at him. And it wasn't long, but to me it felt really long.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at him, and the distance was probably about 10 feet, but it looked longer.
Yeah.
And I walked towards him, and the only words that came out of my mouth was, I love you, Dad.
And when you did, you expressed that to him. What you folks hugged?
We hugged. He said, he loved me too. Invited us in. You know, he had guests over. He invited us in. But after we left to go pick up my son, we visited maybe for about an hour or so. And driving up to go get my son, I looked at Zenny and I said, I think that's the start of a big burden coming off of me.
Wow. Now, you know, where did the courage come from, Ryan? I mean, you know, gosh, you know, here you are, you know, you yourself are a fighter. A mixed martial artist, a jiu-jitsu man, you know, you're a tough guy, big guy, muscles, you know, just, you know what it's like. And then, but you know, in relationships, rejection, pain, man, and then to face someone that you feel resentment towards, especially someone, your father, where did the courage come from to just say, I love you, Dad?
I believe it's just God working through me, in me, and out towards other people. Huh. And it wasn't for myself, too, because I was thinking about my son, thinking about my daughter. Like, I don't want the relationship to be the same with them, because my son lives with his mom in Nevada. And I've had my daughter since she was 5, you know, with the help of my mom raising her. And, you know, she darted off, right? So, you know, that's where the courage came from. The Lord has stirred me up in so many different ways, not just physically, I think emotionally. My wife will look at me and say, I'm the most emotional guy she's ever met for a big, strong guy. I figured if I could step onto the mat and do some jiu-jitsu and take some punches, I'm strong enough to gut up this and go to my dad and tell him how I really feel.
I think every child wants to be able to say, I love you, Dad. And every child wants to hear their dad tell them I love their dad to say, I love you, son. I love you, my daughter. Some people come from loving homes. They don't even know what we're talking about.
That's right.
But then many people have a vacuum, and they live with this vacuum of no love, no expression. There's a lot of people listening today who grow up in a home whose parents said, well, I put food on the table. They have a house to live in. They have clothes to wear. Of course, they know I love them, but they never said it.
Right.
Grandma, grandpa never said that to mom or dad, or your own parents never said it to you. But in your heart, you long to hear it. And in your heart, you long to express it.
That's right.
And the beginning of healing took place as you step. You know, as we talk about courage and where this came from, you know, Ryan, I think to myself and I say, is there somebody listening that has that same desire, that needs to reconcile with mom or dad, and they don't even feel that that mom or dad deserves their love, and sometimes they hold it, we hold it, because that's our way of getting back to dad or mom. We don't care how miserable it makes us right. feel, but it's like, I'm not going to give them love. I'm not going to give them my respect and admiration or appreciation because of what they did to me. And yet we're miserable. And deep down inside, God is saying something.
That's right.
What do you think the Lord is saying to people today who are in the same situation where you were broken, hurt?
Reach inside and if you're holding a lot of unforgiveness, bitterness, and whatnot inside of you, reach inside and flip it around. Tell that person that you love them, even if you're going to get rejected. Because I think that's part of the reason why I didn't want to tell my dad that or for anything. Rejection just doesn't feel good. And as long as you know that the Lord is there with you in your life daily, and he's telling you to move forward with all of this, he's not going to steer you in the wrong direction. He's gonna path your life the way he's already had it plotted out for you. Mm-hmm. And that's just some of the gaps that needs to be closed. Mm-hmm. And just do it.
You know, Ryan, that's so good. And even, Alfredo, I'm thinking, look, it doesn't only relate, like in your case, it's the son and the father.
That's right.
Of course, you know, nowadays, you know, there's a dearth of good fathers. Mm. Fatherhood is missing in America today.
Right.
Missing in our families today. A good friend of mine, Pastor Rob Gross, has a new book out called Legacy of Blessing, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Families. And in it, he talks about fathers. Mm. And the inspiring father, the strength of the father, fathers blessing their kids. But you know, even along those lines too, how about husbands and wives? Mm. You know, husband and wives, they're not young and sprightly and all lovey-dovey like how when they were first going out on dates and courting one another. But right now, they, you know, 15, 20 years, 25 years went by and they just kind of coexist. And maybe in the process of time, you know, they've neglected one another here and there, and pretty soon they just, you know, there's really not much of a feeling there. They might even be together for different reasons,
right.
other reasons. But deep down inside, is there a desire for reconciliation?
Yeah. Right.
Is there a desire in your heart as you listen to me today, as you listen to our program, for God to bring back a flame of restoration and love in your marriage? Or how about a parent and a teenager? The teenager seems to have been distant, kind of like a little bit like what Ryan was sharing. And then your daughter was once daddy's girl, but now she's defiant. Or your son, mama's boy, but now he doesn't want anything to do with his parents. And of course, we don't know what's going on with our kids all the time,
right? Mm-hmm.
Because we're not in control of everything. We can't control everything. But could there be reconciliation in that relationship too? Just like you, Ryan, when you said, "I love you, Dad." Can someone take the risk to say, "I love you, son. I love you, dear." And just call your wife by name. She might even say, "What are you talking about?" But something might have happened
right.
when you said it. And boy, you know, we're courageous about things. I believe you can be courageous today.
Right.
You know, we're talking about love. And really, God's love. God is restoring people.
Yes.
God is bringing reconciliation even to your life and to your relationships today. This can be a turning point in your life. As Ryan Malaluan shares openly, just bears his soul on the testimony of God's grace in his life. When we come back, we're going to hear more from him and his journey. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so happy that you're with us today. Ever face a financial crisis? A health crisis? How about a family crisis? Or a crisis of decision? How about having to make a choice about relating with someone? If so, you'll relate very well with today's show. This is a special rebroadcast as part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show's Classics Collection series. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to receive our ministry resources and also discover how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Ryan Malaluan.
All right, we're here with Ryan Malaluan. And Ryan was telling us a story before we took the break about how God, you know, reconciled his relationship back with his father. And Ryan, I remember talking with you, you know, before all of that transpired and happened, about, you know, your relationship with your father and then your relationship with your daughter and your son. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you came to the realization that you couldn't really be a good parent or the father to your kids until the restoration of your relationship with your father. Tell us a little bit about that.
Once that was done, you know, once I told my dad I loved him, it put a lot off of me, And being a member of Grace Bible Church, we go through, you know, some equipping classes like transformation. And that opened up my eyes a little bit more of why things happen. And I know for me to be a good father, I needed to bridge. I needed closure in that area. That way, you know, I didn't want my children to think the same way of me. I was probably guilty, maybe at fault at sometimes, to being just like my dad. Why not? You know, it's been passed down.
Like father, like son, right?
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, and,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Not very far. Yeah. And,
so you came to a realization what was happening in your life happened in your father's life and then his father's life.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, I spoke to my dad about that and brought it out to him, and he's never thought about it. This was like maybe like last week I mentioned it to him.
Yeah.
But through the whole process, it allowed me to try and, you know, work. Like I said, I changed. I looked in the mirror and I said, you need to change. I need to change myself first. I have no control of what's going around me. I can control myself. Mm. And with that, everything starts to fall into place. Not as fast as you want it to fall, but eventually it does. Especially when you put all faith in the Lord and he's going to work in your life. I can be a good dad to both, you know, Sherilyn and Stefan. These are my children. And I could be a good husband, you know, to the person I was gonna marry.
Right.
And not only that, Zenny has two boys of her own from a past relationship. And that wasn't very well. So even with that, I know I had to be this father to these two boys, you know, Jonah and Lanson. Something that they never had, something I never had.
Right.
So I know how, you know, how they, or at least Lanson, how I know how Lanson feels of his dad not being in the picture.
Right.
So closing all of those gaps, it gave me a better understanding and made me a better person.
So the whole thing about you and your dad, that December when you visited your dad, it was a beginning of a relationship, a restored relationship, and out of that, you begin to see things, God begin to work around you, and you begin to work in your daughter's life. Tell us about that.
You know, my daughter, like I said, she ran away and thought I was a failure. I was out looking for her, posting all kinds of stuff, trying to look for her, because I was thinking, like, what good father wouldn't look for her?
Right.
And so that's why I did it. And I would go to my group and just constant prayer. And I remember you, Pastor Alfredo, telling me that I need to surrender that area to the Lord. And I, at one point, I didn't want to because I felt like I wanted to control that. I wanted to find her. She's my daughter. I love her. I want to make sure that she's safe. And I finally said, you know, Lord, just she's out there somewhere. I have an idea of where she is. Just please protect her and allow something to work through her and bring her back home. To me, not just to live with me, but just bring her back home to me and show me that she's safe and she's all right out there. And I don't know how many months has passed, but you know, the whole process was going through my walk with Christ, trying to restore everything else in my life. Job's going great. I asked my girlfriend at that time. Last April to marry me, and you know, she said yes, and we planned the wedding for April 11 of this year, and we spoke. I spoke to you. You spoke to me and said maybe that we should, you know, make right before God, and do it on His, you know, for Him, and we did it July 12th. I'm sorry, honey, but July of 08. And we got married in front of our families, you know, just immediate family and some real close friends. And I got wind from my sister that my daughter wanted to be there. She said she wanted to be at that wedding.
And I remember that time, Ryan, because we were about to have the ceremony before your immediate family. And you kept looking out of the window. We were at Willows up on the second level. And you kept looking out of the window. And I said, Ryan, what you looking for? And you said you was looking for your daughter, if she would show up.
Yeah, I was waiting. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, yeah, but I just so wanted to see her come out of out of my mom's van when they arrived to the Willows, and to be a part of the first celebration, you know, of this wedding. And no, it saddened me she wasn't there. You know, it really saddened me. I really wanted her to be there.
So we went on and do the ceremony before your family, and really, because your heart and Zenny's heart was, you wanted to make it right before God.
Yeah.
And so we have that wedding ceremony, and you know, your daughter's still away, hasn't come home yet, but God began to work in your family, and you know, all the way to, you know, in the 09 as we're coming around. But what brought your daughter back? Because, you know, obviously, you know, the Lord began to restore her back into a relationship with you and Zenny.
To be honest, what really brought her back, and I anticipated, is that she was going to turn 18. Yeah. So August of 08, on just days before her birthday, she surfaces. She comes to the house. And I kind of told Zenny that she would, because she needs something. But I wasn't going to be upset at her. I wasn't going to, you know, raise my voice and whatnot. And that's the change that had happened from the time she left to the time she came back. I remember sitting in my office when she walked in, and she said, "Hi, Dad." I kind of relived the whole thing with telling my dad I love him, because I sat up from my desk as she stood in the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked to her and I just embraced her and said, "I prayed for you every day that you were safe, and I love you." I didn't get on her about why she ran, that it was wrong. I just showed her love. And, you know, she's not living with me now. She's with her friends, you know. She's finishing school on her own. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of her. She's holding on a job at the same time. She's living on her own. I mean, if I couldn't do that with my dad, I don't think I could do that with my daughter.
Mm.
And I had a feeling with 09 that, you know, 2009 was the year that I'm gonna touch and I'm gonna reach a lot of my family as much as I can in any way possible. And you know, it's starting to click. And like I said, my daughter coming home, that was the best thing. You know, she comes around from time to time. I text her and ask her when she's coming over. But now I got to understand, she's no longer daddy's little girl. She's on her own. She's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see her, yeah, you know, I mean, we're not affectionate, but I, you know, for her, you know, I send her a text and ask her, when is she coming? You know, that's, I want to say, man, that's not the most I should do. And there's still the process of building this up again. But that's a way that I miss her, you know, and I love her. I want to see her.
Yeah. You know, it was so powerful this past April 11, 2009, as we were going to do the ceremony of their wedding ceremony with both Ryan and Zenny, and seeing your daughter there, yeah, being part of the wedding, and seeing your father there being part of the wedding. I couldn't help but just see how God's blessing was restoring everyone back, your mom,
wow,
everyone at that wedding. And, you know, I had a God moment when I was standing there in front of you folks and we did the ceremony in front of your family and your friends. And I said, "Wow, God, you're a good God. You're a good God." It was a special moment.
And this was a year after actually the private marriage ceremony, right?
Yeah.
A year later, and a big, the big reception. And
right.
Wow.
But to see his daughter there and the father there, I mean, it's only God could do stuff like that, man. Only God could do that.
My son flew in.
Hmm.
He said to see them all there, it put closure into everything.
Yeah.
That I know that my family is there for me. You know, I think my dad was like the last person I ever thought that would fly down. He never flew down for my first wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think he would make the trip out here. He's retired and whatnot, but he made it, and it was a very, very special moment for both Zenny and I.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, Ryan, you're speaking out of brokenness.
Yeah.
You know, we live fractured lives, don't we?
Yeah.
many times. We live in a fractured society, that's why.
Yes, that's right.
And people are always picking up broken pieces of relationships. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, somebody might be listening today going, gee, well, no, this guest, you know, he marriage, girlfriend, daughter is going away, you know, he's struggling. But hey, we all struggle.
That's right.
Isn't this the reality of life? In fact, when I read the Bible, I don't see people with everything together.
Perfectly.
Yeah. I see God interacting with lives that are busted up. Some of it they did themselves. In other cases, they were victimized. But God interfaces with people who are broken. Maybe you're feeling broken today. Maybe you've been broken in the past and you're a survivor, so you're tough. You're making it. You're okay. But you could use a little encouragement. When we come back, we're going to begin to wrap up, but talk about how God has worked through Ryan from this time. And he has a special business that is bringing a lot of hope to people. You want to hear about it because it's sending a message of love to people in a very unique way to people not only here but around the world. Stay with us and hear more from Ryan Malaluan when we come back.
That's good.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I leave.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Good to have you with us. This is a special rebroadcast presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show as part of our Classics Collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. If you're asking, how can I have a relationship with Jesus just like our guest today as he shares about times of renewal and hope, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. we have more resources too. But now, here's more with, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, our featured guest, Ryan Malaluan. Welcome back to our show. We're here with Ryan Malaluan, telling us about the reconciliation that he experienced as he humbled himself before the Lord, and God brought restoration to his with his daughter and his father. You know, we talked about brokenness. You know, it's out of the brokenness. I remember D.T. Niles saying, you know, as we live our Christian lives, it's like a one beggar sharing bread with another beggar.
Right.
And, you know, Ryan, you talked about how, you know, broken, a fractured life, a shattered life. And yet, through that, God used you to lead your brother to Christ.
Yeah.
Your brother saw you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. My brother Brandon and I, we lived together for a while, and we kind of parted ways. And all he remembers was the party, right? Everything wrong and fun that we could get our hands into, we would. After our uncle passed away, we met up again at a funeral, and he asked me if I was still doing jiu-jitsu. And I said, yeah, I'm doing it out of my house now, you know, in the garage. And he wanted to come over and train. And when he did come over, he noticed and he felt something different about my life. And he asked me what was going on. And I explained to him how I came to the Lord. And the Lord pretty much fixed me and allowed me to be the parent that I needed to be and wanted to be. To be the husband that I've always wanted to be to my wife. And that's something he looked at me and he said, that's what I want. Mm. How do I get this? And I said, we can talk. And I sat him down and explained to him the steps that he needed to take, you know, to come to God. I explained to him it's not going to be an easy task at one point. You're going to get, you know, met with a lot of challenges. But after a few weeks of just doing jiu-jitsu, he started joining me at Grace Bible Church in the mornings for service. And then he eventually to groups on Thursday, and he said he's just tired of his life and he wanted to surrender everything to God.
Wow.
And right there,
awesome.
We prayed over him, told him to repent and accept the Lord as his Savior, and he's accepted. And he's there with me now.
You know, Alfredo, we should probably add maybe another part to our evangelism training called jiu-jitsu evangelism.
Yeah, that's right.
but it was by the grace of God, right?
That's right.
You didn't have to put him in an arm bar or anything.
No.
The Lord brought him and used you, Ryan. Praise God for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, the Lord has also used you. As you know, this is so fresh. This testimony. It's in process.
Right.
You have a business. You're a businessman too. Tell us about your business.
Aside of my full time job, when my daughter ran away, I remember we were trying to get her to stay in church, and she looked at us and would say, "It's not cool." And sat down with my wife. We prayed. You know, we prayed about it, and we wanted to do something little, kind of off the chart, I guess you would say. But we started a website, and the content on the website is a lot of testimony and inspirational stories.
What's
out there.
What's the name of the website?
The website is armoroftruth.com.
Armoroftruth.com.
A-R-M-O-R.
Armoroftruth.com.
And the reason why we picked that as far as, you know, naming the website that is that when my daughter said it wasn't cool, and I myself at one point used to be ashamed of, you know, when I was walking with Christ in the beginning, reading a Bible, I would never get caught wearing a shirt that said Jesus Christ or whatnot, or, you know, pretty much professing your faith. We wanted these people to have that metaphor of them when they put the shirts on. Now, a lot of the shirts that we sell on Armor of Truth have scripture and meaning behind it all. And we have great support from NOTW, Not of This World. Sanctified clothing, and we're starting to print our own now.
Mm-hmm.
through all of that, we designed a site, not just to mainly sell t-shirts and you know, catch on that business aspect, but it was more for the testimonies and the stories. And when the site was designed, I could watch from around the world and where these people were logging in on. With no type of advertising, I started getting hits from the Philippines, Japan, New Zealand, South Africa, in the United States, all over the United States. It's just amazing how people started to follow all of that. And
Reading the testimonies,
looking at the apparel more of a positive thing and not having all those negative type of apparel that you see out there that some of our kids probably use. I'm not sure. I won't speak for everyone, but I see more of that than positive clothing out there. So that's the direction both my wife and I took with this business.
And how has it been? I mean, even from the testimonies and all, but the apparel has been moving too.
It's not moving as fast because we kind of put that not first, but just to watch the hits grow and grow for no.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, from across. When we did sell apparel through the website, it wasn't staying here in Hawaii. I remember my first order going to Florida, you know, and it would probably blow the person's mind away because they see that the postage came from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think only now this year we're making a big step to try and make it more known here in the islands that we're here.
Yeah.
And we want to help people. We want to show people that we're praising God and that he's the one that gave us the ability to do what we do today, to give both my wife and I this chance to have this ministry online, you know, to have the family back intact.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Ryan Malaluan. If you'd like to hear more about our show, or need prayer, or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches as well as partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 says, "Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. For behold, the Lord says, I will do something new." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Ryan Malaluan. Until next time, with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.